Welcome to the Excel Pod.
Welcome to Scripture Spotlight, where the text is the star of the show. I am Corey.
I'm Garrett.
And we are in our fifth study of this section we're calling Suffering as a Christian from 1 Peter chapter 4, verses 12 through 19. Today we're looking at verses 17 and 18. Did I say the fourth or fifth study? This is our fifth study.
Yeah.
Okay. Make sure I'm on the right page, at least. Our fifth study from this, and kind of a yaks section here of what he's going to say. But what it says in verses 17 and 18 is, "For it is time for judgment to begin at the household of God. And if it begins with us, what will be the outcome for those who do not obey the gospel of God? And if the righteous is scarcely saved, what will become of the ungodly and the sinners?" So he's talking about judgment. But where's this judgment going to start at?
Yeah, he's going to begin here at the household of God, and of course that's Christians, that's the church, that's this group that he's been talking to, that's beloved. He called them earlier, but it's time for judgment to begin here first with the church, with believers, and with those who are Christ followers.
And remember, in context, he's been talking about suffering as a Christian, but he's talking about suffering not for doing wrong, but for doing right. So The judgment here could be talking about the second coming of Jesus, but at the same time, you know, judgment comes for us when we die.
Right.
But these trials and tests of our faith are starting now.
Yeah, there's multiple judgments in a way that's going to happen here, and there's decisions, heavy decisions that they're going to have to make as far as where their allegiance is going to lie, where their actions are going to put them. And so he's telling them, you know, this isn't something that might happen right down the road. Like, this is, it's here and now. You know, he's been talking to them about being prepared.
And those decisions you make are going to affect your eternal judgment.
Yeah. So this is why this is all important, is because it's about to begin right now. And he says, if it begins with us, and it does, what will be the outcome for those who do not obey the gospel of God? What's going to happen if those don't obey the gospel of God? And then he answers that with this quotation here.
Yeah, and the idea here is, again, and we keep going back to this, you suffer as an evildoer, You can suffer as a Christian. You actually get to choose yourself.
Yeah.
But it's going to begin at the household of God. Remember back in chapter 1, he talked about we were chosen to be part of the family and have the inheritance. And then chapter 2, he talks about these spiritual houses, we're a spiritual house that we're stones in, you know. But if it begins with us and we pass this test, we receive the glory of the inheritance of Jesus Christ at his revelation, but we've got to go through suffering to get there. But those who do not suffer here is not going to get any glory there. Then you're going to have to suffer for eternity. And that's obviously the sad news of all of this.
Yeah, and we've said before, but it's kind of this choose your own path, but here's going to be the result, you know. So now you get to choose. That's maybe the only thing is different, is you get to read ahead and then make your decision. Mm-hmm. And Peter's trying to make this abundantly clear. When he does, he gives us this quotation here in verse 18, coming from Proverbs 11 and verse 31. He says, "If the righteous are scarcely saved, what will become of the ungodly and the sinner?"
Yeah, and this idea that he's quoting here, some translations have like it's with difficulty or something of that nature, but he's not saying it's difficult for God. God can save anybody, you know. The problem is it's tough for us sometimes. We can do it, but it's with difficulty that the righteous is going to be saved. We have to go through some suffering, and we have to go through some trouble. We go through some hardship. God isn't having trouble saving us in the end, but the problem is that we sometimes expect to, we come to Jesus and then everything is smooth sailing from then on, but that's not the way that it works. Mm-hmm. It's tough, you know, but a really maybe bad parallel to A League of Their Own, talking about baseball, Tom Hanks' character says it's the tough that makes it worth it, you know, mm-hmm. and that's the reality of it, is that, you know, that's what prepares us and that's what enables us to have that eternal glory. So the righteous have the praise and the glory and honor. He's been talking about that since chapter 1. The godless and the sinner didn't have an inheritance.
Yeah, and it's not necessarily an easy thought, but it's one that's important, is that we're not promised easy lives. We're promised blessed lives, and we're promised a better future. And that's something to keep in mind here, because, you know, he's essentially saying that, you know, just because you're righteous, just because you're following the Lord's path, doesn't mean you just get a jail out of free card, get out of jail free card for everything. There's still going to be tribulation and bad things that may come. In fact, it may be more likely, because once you're with God, once your allegiance is found with God, then you're a target for Satan, where you haven't been before. Maybe then he comes at you in ways that he hasn't before. And that's, you know, that's part of this journey. But what we have to hold on to is the promise that we're given at the end of life, that it's not necessarily going to be difficult, like you said, for the Lord. It's difficult for us sometimes to stay on that path. And he reminds us of the importance of staying on that path here.
Yeah, and the reason that we have an inheritance if we're in Jesus is because we're part of God's family. Well, he asked this question, what's going to become of the ungodly and the sinner? Well, they're not part of his household. Mm-hmm. They're living outside of his household in rebellion. And so earlier in chapter 4 and verse 5, he says they're going to give an account. So in context, concerned about the Christians who have fallen away, maybe more so than the world in general, but is this suffering extreme? Absolutely. But at the last, you're going to throw it all away? Mm-hmm. Well, if you do, then what you're going to receive is punishment. So don't throw it away. Don't give up. Stay, even if it means going through this suffering, continue to move forward. And again, we're talking about throughout this about how that we can glorify God in Christ and these different imperatives that he has given us along that way. You know, we've already noticed the idea that we're not to be surprised, we're to rejoice, not to suffer for wrong, not be ashamed, glorifying God. There's one more that we're going to get to in verse 19 that's so important. Mm-hmm. And it's the reason why we stay faithful. It's the reason why that we don't give it up, is because we put our trust in someone who we know is going to come through for us. But we'll talk about that, verse 19, in our last study of this section of living as a Christian from 1 Peter 4, 12 through 19. Hope you'll be here with us tomorrow for that as we continue to study from 1 Peter. We hope that you will like and share and subscribe and tell others about Scripture Spotlight. We hope that you will dedicate 5 to 10 minutes a day with us as we dig into the text. You can study right along with us, and Garrett and I are looking and studying and digging, but we're not what matters, and our opinion certainly doesn't matter. What matters is what the Bible says, and that's what we want to find out. Because on Scripture Spotlight, the text is the star of the show.